This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Even casual baseball fans know how it works. There's the three strikes, you're out. Four balls, take your base. Ball gets to the base before the runner, you're out. Beyond the basics in baseball, however, are layers of unwritten rules passed down through generations of players. Known as the code, these rules are enforced by the players, not the umpires. Here to talk about some of the unwritten rules is Harry Cheadle. He's a writer at Vice and wrote in Vice Sports the article, David Ortiz Flips His Bat, Pitcher Gets Mad, Everything is Stupid. Harry, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Virginia.
All right, so I need more on that headline there. What happened with Big Poppy, as he's known here in New England? Which unwritten rule did he break?
Well, it's kind of complicated and stupid, like all unwritten rules. But what he did was he hit a home run off of this young pitcher for the Tampa Bay Rays named Chris Archer. He sort of flipped his bat in an ostentatious manner, like he kind of watched his ball travel over the outfield fence and flipped his bat, and then he like broke into a little trot and slowly rounded the bases as he is wont to do. And this is a cardinal sin in baseball, where you're supposed to act basically like you have a normal job, just like any other. That, like, you know, it's not a big deal if you hit a home run. If you hit one out of the park, you're supposed to run around the bases as fast as you can, get back to the dugouts, high-five your teammates. You're just doing your job.
So no showboating after a home run.
Right. Yeah, that's one of the kind of the big ones. You're not supposed to draw attention to yourself. It's not supposed to be about you. It's supposed to be about the game, which is kind of this abstract concept that you're supposed to play the game the right way. And that means just being a cog in the machine.
Now, that brings us to the next unwritten rule, retaliation. So what does a team do to police the showboating Big Poppies of the world?
Well, I'm glad you brought this up, because actually there was an incident over the weekend between the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Pittsburgh Pirates. It involves Andrew McCutchen and Paul Goldschmidt. And Paul Goldschmidt is a big star for the Diamondbacks, and he got hit on the hand by a ball. It was an accident, but he broke his hand, and he's probably going to be out for the rest of the season now. But the Diamondbacks responded by throwing a ball at Andrew McCutchen and hit at a Pirate star, and they hit him in the back, and he went down in pain, and I was really furious about it. So that's like the tool that is used to enforce the unwritten rule and sometimes to get back at teams, is pitchers will just throw the ball as hard as they can at somebody.
You know, aside from that incident, we have a clip here from a few years ago. Now, here's New York Mets manager Terry Collins talking candidly about taking his best player out of the game because he knew the other team was going to hit him.
In this game, there are unwritten rules. And one of the unwritten rules is, you hit my guy, I'm hitting your guy. They're not hitting my guy tonight. I'm not exposing him to being hit. He said, if anybody gets hit, I want it to be me. And I said, I'm sorry, it isn't going to be you.
So, New York Mets manager Terry Collins talking out loud about one of the unwritten rules of baseball. Is that common for players or managers to talk about the code? Or, you know, I get a sense it's sort of more like Fight Club. The first rule is you don't talk about Fight Club.
It's a little bit like Fight Club. Like, even in the incident with McCutchen getting hit, the pitcher said, oh, that ball just got away from me, even though it was obvious that it was an intentional hit by pitch. I think people don't say it out loud because Major League Baseball could fine them or suspend them for intentionally hitting someone. And also, I think it makes them look a little, like, childish and macho. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not the image that baseball and baseball teams want to present to the world, that their players are like obsessed with this like weird honor code.
Well, let's get to more of them. There are a few that come into play when a pitcher is throwing a no-hitter. What can you divulge these for us?
Well, one of them, I mean, the big one that everyone knows is you're not supposed to talk about a no-hitter. This is especially if you're talking to the pitcher in the dugout when he comes back between innings. You're not supposed to say anything to him or acknowledge him. You know, just leave him alone. You just don't touch him. Don't do anything to him. And this extends to announcers, too. You know, announcers aren't supposed to say, you know, oh, you've got a perfect game going, or you've got a no-hitter, until it's broken up. That's how far the superstition goes.
Bunting is something else that's often looked down upon. You wrote, in fact, about Toronto Blue Jays' Colby Rasmus laying down a pretty controversial bunt. Now, what happened?
So what happened, that bunt was against this defensive formation called the shift, which, long story short, is basically a formation that makes it easy for hitters to get a bunt by kind of bunting the ball to the left side of the field where there are less defenders. And that's what Colby Rasmus did. And the pitcher, the Texas Rangers, Colby Lewis, got upset by that because he said, like, oh, we were doing the shift. He shouldn't have bunted for an easy base hit. He was just doing that to increase his batting average, up his stats. And I think pretty much everyone thinks that Lewis's complaint was ridiculous. When you're doing the shift, you should be able to bunt and exploit it. It's not like you're showboating during a home run. You're just trying to get on base in a game that was 2-0 at the time, I think. And so there's some sort of gray area on what some people consider like an unwritten rule and some people don't consider an unwritten rule at all.
It's sort of like, you just don't do this because then we have to work.
Right. Yeah.
There's a little sense of that, you know, like we're all ready for you to bunt here, not over there. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. It's such a ritualized game, baseball, is that, you know, they say we're changing our defensive formation, but you can't change what you do offensively. There's not a lot of space for like innovative tactics in baseball because most innovative tactics would probably go up against some unwritten rule or another.
Mm. There are some unwritten rules about base stealing, when it's okay, when it's not. Can you explain?
Yeah. So with the base stealing thing, basically, you're not supposed to steal when you're up by a lot of runs. And that's sort of just a good sportsman thing. Like, you know, the score is 10-1, trying to get just one more run add on to that lead. That's sort of, it seems cheap.
I guess it's because everyone's been on the other side of that really bad luck.
Right, yeah. And it sort of comes from like a youth sporting culture where you don't want to crush someone's spirit. You know, you just want to win the game. You don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. There are people who say that these sportsman rules about like piling on in a blowout are sort of stupid and outdated when it comes to professional sports.
Well, I wonder about that. I mean, these guys are making millions of dollars to win baseball games. Now, why wouldn't they take advantage of a shift or steal a base?
Right. And I think more people are ignoring the unwritten rules these days because they're all professionals. They don't have, there's not so much of that old sense of there being like this honor code and this whole system in place. So you do see people just ignore them in various ways. You see a lot more players celebrate home runs, certainly, than you used to see.
So do you think those unwritten rules are probably disappearing from the game?
Probably slowly, bit by bit. I mean, they still, like, we're talking about them right now, so they're still clearly in place, but you'll probably see them fade away. What's happening is umpires are much quicker to eject people, and the league is much quicker to fine and suspend players who hit batters. So because of this, there's not that retaliation system in place, and so you can't really, like, hit guys for showboating. That's considered bad, at least in baseball's eyes. And so I think there's this conscious effort to kind of rub out the worst aspects of the unwritten rules, and I think that's a good thing, actually.
Harry Cheadle, thank you so much for cluing us in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Harry Cheadle is a writer at Vice and Vice Sports. He wrote the article, David Ortiz Flips His Bat, Pitcher Gets Mad, Everything is Stupid. You find a link to read it at wordofmouthradio.org.